The nomination of Ireland's next European Commissioner is due to be discussed by the three coalition leaders later today. The one name in the mix is that of Finance Minister Michael McGrath. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehane joins us now from the Oireachtas studio. Good afternoon, Micheál.
Afternoon, Cian.
Now, the next EU Commissioner, Michael McGrath, in one sentence, we're mentioning the two things. Is it a certainty?
Well, I think it is seeming like a certainty. You can never be 100% sure at this point of the day, but everything suggests that tonight the three government party leaders will agree that it will be the Finance Minister, Michael McGrath, who will be the nominee. That will then require the formal approval of the full cabinet when it meets tomorrow morning, and that then Ireland would be sending someone, I suppose, from the top tier of government when it is a finance minister, that boosts its chances of getting one of the good or high profile or prestigious European Commission posts. Also, the fact that they're moving relatively early on this, getting Michael McGrath's name out there, would also kind of assist with that push to try and get a prominent post.
And what prominent post will they be looking for?
Well, I think there's a degree of uncertainty about that, but I suppose it is an economic one would be the hope. And if you are sending someone who would be a regular person attending those ECOFIN meetings, those meetings of European ministers, Michael McGrath, although he has only been the finance minister for a year, but he would have a high profile. Nonetheless, the hope would be that it would be a high ranking economic post, I think.
Domestically, then, who would replace Michael McGrath as finance minister?
That's the big question. Now, Micheál Martin did indicate at his parliamentary party meeting last week that there would be a reshuffle. I suppose that is inevitable. It's only a question of when. There is a question still. Does that happen tomorrow? Michael McGrath gets the nod from Cabinet, and is his replacement given the green light or unveiled quickly after? Could that take another day or so? Maybe, maybe not. It could all happen tomorrow. Either way, it's going to happen quite quickly. The people who are being mentioned as contenders for finance include the current Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien, but also the Ministers of State, Jack Chambers, of course, who was elevated to Fianna Fáil Deputy Leader last week, and he attends Cabinet meetings in his role as Junior at Transport. And then, of course, there is Dara Cailleary, who is a well-regarded Junior Minister, someone who has been in Cabinet in the past and also was a Junior at Finance way back in 2010-2011.
Is this risky business now for government? We're heading towards the budget and then a general election.
Well, the budget is a key one for this government. The last budget before any election is an important one. It is laden with political significance. So whoever takes over at finance does have a big job, an important job on their hands, steering that budget through. I think there still is an expectation there will be a budget and that the election will follow after that. I mean, there has been a question for the last number of weeks, though, could the budget be brought forward earlier? That's something that would fall to the hands of the new finance minister quite quickly. I still think if government were to move in that direction, it would immediately essentially start the sounding gun on the next general election campaign. So for those reasons, perhaps the budget will still take place as normal in early October.
But how long can Michael McGrath stay in place?
Well, I think if there is going to be a cabinet reshuffle and if there is going to be an appointment to finance, if not tomorrow, well, then quickly after in the next few days, it would seem that that person will take up their post quite quickly. Although Michael McGrath, I suppose, formally doesn't become a commissioner until November, the process of being assigned a portfolio will kind of begin quite soon. There'll also be those meetings that would have to take place at the European Parliament level where the commissioners in waiting would have to be interviewed and then there would be a vote at European Parliament level. So all that kind of process gets underway and I don't think it would be possible for Michael McGrath to be continuing in his role as finance minister when he is involved in another role and on his way to becoming a European commissioner.
But is there any indication to what job he might get in Europe?
There isn't at this point. I suppose the next phase in all of this is that the president of the commission has to get in place. Then that will the task of assigning portfolios falls to them. I mean, there seems to be three tiers to this. The first is the people who are prime ministers or former prime ministers are obviously in line for plum positions. Then there are the existing commissioners, the people who are seeking a return to the role. They have a degree of status. And then there comes the new arrivals. And out of the new arrivals, if you are going to get someone from a finance position, being a senior government figure, well, then they are seen as having strong credentials and a strong tilt at something. And I suppose the hope always in government is that it is something along the lines, the economic lines, whether that's trade or perhaps even could agriculture be in the running there? Perhaps not if it's Michael McGrath. A prominent position and one that involves trade is the ideal for government, I think.
Micheál Lehane, thank you.